of the Nachum Goldstein Tifa Torah 27.
So yesterday we spoke about what's considered that person is attached to the Torah. And we explained something that brings person to happiness and to joy, and they should be busy with the Torah, speaking the Torah. So there were five at least opinions on Chazal, sentences that they learned from different psukim, how we should treat the Torah, but all of them coming to the same conclusion that to be like holding the Torah, having the Torah, that should influence your life, and you should be attached to it. And we said that this is like making the completeness of the person. So there were two comparisons: one to marriage, men and women, and secondly to the Torah itself. Because we said that everyone that learning Torah should be ben Torah, should behave like what he learned, and accept of that is like a married woman, that person is considered Adam only after his marriage. Before he's half Adam, he's missing something that makes him into his completeness. So how it makes opposite than what we think. We think that, let's say, if the woman is criticizing me, so I'm insulting. But it shouldn't be like that. I should take that like a flashlight from someone that's directing you what you can improve, how you can become better. Because and she's feeling you better than others because she's your second half. And here, now, when I started today, so I got to remember another story that one of the major mashgichim, the Olam HaYeshivas before the Holocaust. You know, these days, all the Olam HaYeshivot is on Eretz Yisrael and United States mainly. Yes. Let's say Lakewood and Jerusalem, Neibach. There are many yeshivas. Here at Israel, we have more than 50,000 pupils learning Torah, and many avrechim also. But there is a parallel, another world that the United States, New York, other places somewhere, many other places also is the yeshivot, Baruch Hashem. So one of the before the Holocaust, the center was at Europe. It was on a bit on Poland, many communities, at Germany, at Russia, and Lita, all these places. So one of the major leaders there was once meeting students that came out of the Seder. And he looked at his face, and he was one of the best students. And he asked him, what happened to you? So the student said, to me, nothing. I'm learning, I'm okay. He said, no, it doesn't look like that. So I said, why? So he said, when person is coming after 3 hours of learning, his face should be shining with happiness. The joy of the Torah, that the Torah should come out from your face with smile, with happiness, like that you learn, not to be like serious, like someone that is worried about something and under pressure and things like that. So that's how the Torah should influence the personality of us to improve that, to make us happiness. So that's also connected to, if you will notice, we brought this more on Eruvim. The first opinion of Rav Asi was relying on the Pasuk, Kinaim ki tishmerem bivitnecha. So that it would be pleasant if you will keep that into your stomach. That means by learning, repeating many times. But the description was pleasant. Mm-hmm. Yes, that shows this point. And Rabbi Zera brought another pasuk, Simcha leish b'mane piv, happiness to person while he's able to answer whatever is asked. He came to clear knowledge. Mm-hmm. So once again, he's using the terminology of Simcha. That's what should be caused by the Torah. And the third one was saying, "Ki karov elecha davar mod b'ficha v'lebcha la'asot." That's close to you. That's easy to you. Close means something that I'm not feeling like trying to climb over the Everest. That's in my ability to do. Yes.
But doesn't it also bring like a feeling of dread sometimes? Like, you know, say you gotta, like, I know someone in my old community. They observe Shabbat mostly, up to the point of smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they just, they couldn't not smoke on Shabbat. And, you know, but anytime you would try to, like, guide them and tell them, like, oh, you know, like, it says in the Talmud, it says skila. And then they wouldn't want to hear it. It was like, oh, gosh, like, okay. it's too heavy. It didn't bring them joy. Okay. And I was like, oh, no.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. So what we spoke here, that's about the influence of learning. Of course, we cannot change what God decided. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the rules of the Torah. Yes? And the rules of the Torah, that's forbidden to be Mechalel Shabbos. So we can ignore what is commanding us. But let's say if someone will give me a microwave and I will ignore the instructions by putting into that metal tray, that will destroy the microwave. So the most complicated machine in the world is the person himself. And if I'm using the manual, the directions, how to use that is the Torah. So I cannot, my producer know better than me how I should use myself. So I know that sometimes it's difficult, but it's for me, not against me. That's to keep me in the best way. Let's take a classical example. It's everyone knows that people who are running after their desires also destroying their body by alcohol, by wine, by too much food, by fat, by cholesterol, by all these things. So the midot traits that Chazal educate us to be humble, to be mistapek b'mu'at, not eager to after materiality. So on the outside material world looks like you are missing something, you are not enjoying enough. But if you check it, analyze it scientifically, so that means it's the opposite. I'm more enjoying, yes. Because if someone is feeding himself like a cow and his blood is closed and he cannot breathe and he cannot eat and his every step is difficult for him, he destroyed his body. He's suffering from that. Or someone that is addicted to wine, is wasting all his money to alcohol and is not controlling himself. And the opposite, when if I'm taking just a bit, for needs of mitzvah, like kiddush, like other things, so I'm happy when I'm taking. I'm enjoying that much better than I would be enjoying if I would take 2 cups every day. Yes? Okay. And I'm continuing from where we came, on the point that we came in the middle of the left column on page kaf base. V'yesh lefaresh kemashmeo, ki adam shalem b'fo'al kasher ha'torah y'asotah. He's saying that these sources that we just we brought on the last days, as it's written, the person is becoming complete practically when the Torah is on his lips. Motzi adibur el apoal. Yes, ze nikra shu befoal. Kasher motzi haTorah el poal adibur. So let's say I have a knowledge, but I'm keeping that inside my head. So that's not enough. When I spoke about that with someone and we learned together or something like that, that's mitzil apal, that's making that active, my knowledge. And then that's motzi haTorah el poal adibur. And we said about the importance of using the power of speech, which define us higher than all the animals and other creatures by the Torah. ועל זה אמר שמחה לאיש כי השמחה על השלמות והשלמות כאשר הוא בפועל. That's a posuk which is saying שמחה לאיש במענה פיו. Happiness to person on when he's able to answer what he's asked about what he learned. So he's explaining that these are factors. Simcha means happiness. When we have happiness, when we are coming into completeness, when we achieved something that we struggle for, which was challenge for us, we struggled and we succeeded. Yeah, let's say someone making examen or making competition. So he's happy when he succeeded. Yes, to when he demanded from himself and succeeded. It's not always against someone else. It's also with ourselves. Let's say if when the kid is starting to walk, so his mother standing next to him and saying, "Ah, mutsi putsi, come to me," clapping his her hands for each step that he did. And he's happy, everyone admire him, making him praised about succeeding to make a few steps, okay? So also spiritually, when we are succeed, we are putting to ourselves a challenge to do something with ourselves. Let's say to finish Masechet. And we are learning that makes us a good feeling that I achieved. Is a challenge that I started to do. And okay, and ועל זה אמר שמחה לאיש, כי השמחה על השלימוס, והשלימוס כאשר הוא בפועל. וזהו כאשר מוציא התורה אל פועל הדיבור. I saw many students on the history of Dvar Yerushalayim that came here, and sometimes they didn't know how to learn, and they make effort for that. I know students that to learn in the beginning they started one line of more per day, or afterwards two lines, afterwards three lines. I know some students that even they haven't learned in Hebrew, they took Schottenstein, but they succeeded to finish Masechtos. Oh. You know, Matityahu is finishing many times. And everyone that is taking Masechet on himself and every day, daily is making effort, so that's like a sportive practice, that when you run the 100 meters, so after 10 days it will be much easier to you to make even 200, because your muscles are stronger and you are able to. So we have muscles on the brain, and that makes a person happiness and success on life. Okay, Aval Rabbi Yitzchak, the third opinion, was learning the same idea from another pasuk. Lamad min hakarov, min karov hadavar b'fichah b'levavcha lasato. This pasuk appears on Chumash Dvarim, which says this thing is close to you by your mouth and by your heart to do it. V'davar ze mitzad acher. So he's explaining the similar idea from another direction. Ki kasher adam haTorah hu befiv v'ragil ba krova haTorah la'asot ota. When person is regular to speak divrei Torah, so that means it's easier to make it. Ki hagadol haTalmud Torah shemivi lidei ma'aseh. There is importance to the Torah by making you able to keep God's law. Because if you won't learn Torah, you won't know how I should make me Tilas Adayim, what I'm doing on Rosh Chodesh, how I'm praying, what's the Alevi Avo, what will be if I forget. וזהו כאשר התורה עמו. וכבר אמרנו למעלה שלא נחשב שהתורה עמו, רק כאשר התורה היא עמו בדיבור. וכאשר התורה היא עמו, אז קרוב גם המעשה. When he's speaking about the Torah and learning that, then that considered that the Torah is with him. Yes? So someone can hold the book of Torah but not learning, so the Torah is not with him. Yes? I was learning at Yeshivas, Ateret Israel. And the Rosh Yeshiva there, Ad 120, his name is Reboch Mocha Ezrachi. These days he become a member of Moetzet Gedolei HaTorah. He's 90-something years old. So he said once, he was sharp, so he said once, better to be sitting next to the seashore and thinking about more and the sugyas that you learned than sitting next at the Bes Midrash next to the Gemara and thinking about the seashore. Yes, so that means that to be with means to do that practically, not just to be next to the books. Yes, so we should do something with ourselves. that's good. That's for us, not against us. That helps us to develop our activities. By the way, I can't even imagine the big source of achiyut. Why? Because this break is times that usually was empty, the Bismidish, and just a few people learning, just on their way from here to there or something. And many students used to sleep. Yeah. If someone coming on his time and he asked, he organized this lesson, and we are coming and sitting and learning, so by heaven, it's not by hours, it's by effort. So if you are learning on times that less people learning, you are getting double reward also. Ata noter schar kulam. Like that it's written on Chazal. So it's like 10 times more than other hours. It doesn't mean that I suggest to start learning at three o'clock at night, because that's the horror not to be able to learn during the day. But that works, this half an hour, that's good. Okay, let's continue. So, וכבר אמרנו למעלה שלא נחשב שהתורה עמו, רק כאשר התורה היא עמו בדיבור. וכאשר התורה עמו, אז קרוב גם המעשה. When you speak about דברי תורה, then it's close to do also. ודבר זה אנו רואים בעינינו, שמיום שבטל דבר זה, לא נמצאו בעלי המעשה. והכל הוא סיבה הזאת. He's saying, from the day that people were learning less, so there are people also doing less, because of that. וכן לרובה, now the next opinion of רובה, הוא גם כן מצד אחר, כי כאשר התורה עמו, האדם קרוב אל השם יתברך מצד שהוא בעל תוירה, ואז בקשתו נעשה. When person, another explanation is, when person is close to the Torah, so then the Kodesh Baruch is listening to him. As it's written, וכדכתיב ומי גוי גדול כאשם אלוקינו, בכל קוראינו אליו. So that means Kodesh Baruch Hu is helping us when we call him. כל הדברים האלו הם דברים גדולים, וכל אחד מן החכמים נתן טעם מיוחד לפני עצמו. So each one of the חכמים brought another פסוק by itself. הראשון שאמר כי על ידי שהתורה עמו נחשב אדם שכלי, אבל אם אין התורה עמו אין נחשב שכלי. The first one was Ravati that was saying when you are with the Torah, learning the Torah, then you are considered spiritual personality. But without that you are not spiritual, you are material. וכן למען דאמר כי כאשר התורה עמו הוא בפועל השלמוס ואינו בכוח כמו שהם כל העליונים שהם בפועל. So he's saying also the second opinion which was saying that when the Torah is with him that means בפועל השלמוס, that's like being active in the Torah, not just theoretical. וכן למען דאמר כי כאשר התורה עמו בפועל השלמוס קרוב לעשות התורה. The first one is saying when you are active, so then you are close to do the Torah. וכולם הם דברים גדולים. Each one of the opinions are important. כאשר תבין הדברים על המיטתם. When you will understand the inner meaning of that. ועוד אמרו שם. Now he is bringing a new citation from the Gemara of Maseches Eruvin. אמר לשמואל רב יהודה. Shmuel told Rav Yude Shinina, yes, that's nickname for his students. So Rav Yude was, I think, was his major student, one of the beloved students. So he called him Shinina. Shinina is similar to Shen. Shen, thief. You are sharp. Yes, v'shinamta levanecha. That means someone that knows very well everything. So he told him, you are sharper students, okay? So, פתח פומח, תני, כי היכד את אורך חיים ותתקיים בידיך. Open your mouth, say it loudly, read loudly while you learn. Yes, you know, if someone reading a newspaper, he's reading just by eyes, he's not saying what, why, no need. But when we learn the Torah, it's better to whisper, to read loudly, to say everything, every more, every mission, every whatever we are learning. Why? Because that brings that slang our life. Yes, if you would come to all the shuls on the last 100 years and on the before the Holocaust, these days, far away on many places, you could hear Yeshiva Bochurim with the melody of their learning. Yes, I'm going on the evening to Kollel Erev. There are 10 people there, maybe 20. Most of them are not learning Bachavose, learning each one, learning his stuff. But reading and singing what they learn, yes? So that's like a sweet melody in front of Hashem. And then what's the source for that? There is Pasuk, Ki chayim em lemotzeem, ulechol besaro marpe. So the simple interpretation of this Pasuk, that the Torah is life for someone that finds it. Ulechol besaro marpe, and that heals all his body. But Chazal interpreted that in different vowels. Al tikre lemotzeem, don't read it someone that find, matza, limtzo, finding. Ela lemotziem bepe. Lemotziem means someone that spoke it out, said it loudly. Yes? So there is difference between the level of someone that learning by himself or quietly just by eyes or saying loudly what he learns. The one that is saying loudly what he learns is on higher level, and that's giving reward of life. גם בזה בא לבאר באיזה עניין יהיה לימוד התורה. So they're saying this source of Chazal also comes to teach us which way should be learning Torah, the way that we should learn the Torah. ואמר שלימוד התורה אין ראוי שיהיה במחשבה בלבד, רק בדיבור. Learning Torah doesn't suit that it will be just by thinking. That should be by speech. וזה מפני כי האדם הוא חי, מדבר כדכתיב, ויהיה אדם לנפש חיה. The explanation is because preference of the person is that he is alive and speaking. Yes, I'm alive, not like plants or stones. Yes, I can walk, and also speaking. Even the cat is walking, but the cat cannot give lesson, hear questions and answer. But the person, yes. So, Vitrigem Onkelus, you know, you heard about Onkelus, yes? Mm-hmm. He had this explanation on the Torah by Ruach HaKodesh. He was Ger. And even so, he had Ruach HaKodesh. And he interpreted it, translated these words, Ki Adam, Vayi Adam Lenefesh Chaya, Vehave Enasha, the person become, Leruach B'mala, to human beings that is able to speak. So, we see that Onkelus explains the preference of person more than animals by the power of speaking. והתורה שעליה נאמר כי חייך ואורך ימיך, the Torah which is said about that's your life and length of your days, כאשר מוציא התורה בדיבור שהוא חיות האדם, when he is activating that by the speech which is the livelihood of the person, אז הדיבור שהוא החיים של האדם דבק בתורה. Then the speech, which is the life of the person, attached into the Torah, שהיא אורך ימיו של האדם. ועל ידי זה מאריך ימים. אבל אם עוסק בתורה על ידי מחשבה בלבד, והמחשבה מקבל התורה, but if he's busy learning the Torah just by thoughts, and his thoughts are accepting the Torah, אין המחשבה היא חיים אצל האדם שיקבל על ידי התורה אורך חיים. That's good, that's mitzvah. But that's not bringing him the bless or the promise of having longer life. Just when he's saying that, activating that by speech, שהוא החיים של אדם, which is the life of the person. אז בוודאי דבק בתורה שהוא עריכות ימיו של אדם על ידי הדיבור שהוא חיותו של האדם, וראוי להבין זה מאוד. Okay? That person should understand that. Thank you very much. I'm on the left, Karen, front line, Kaf Gimel. Thank you.
Does anyone recognize this pen?